Conan, national president of the Pagans Motorcycle Club, pleads guilty to possession of an illegal firearm coming up. We're back, and we're going to be better than before. We're going back to our roots. We're going back, biker news. I don't care what anybody says. We're going to try to make it better than we had it before. Today's headline, we are going to be talking about Conan, and he pleaded guilty to an illegal possession of a firearm, which I cannot believe that this country, where you pay your debt to society, you are banned from a constitutional right. Now, this started back in 1934, and we all know what was happening in 1934. Man, this was in the middle of the craziness in this country. It also was strengthened in 1968 with the Firearm Regulations Act. Now, thankfully, that was repealed in 86 and softened down and stuff like that. And you got the NRA to thank, because that law was pretty messed up. Messed up. Really messed up. The 68 law was passed because of Kennedy's assassination, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, the whole nine yards. I never understood why these people go after law-abiding people. You hear the argument all the time. Criminals ain't gonna listen to it. So why punish the citizenry? And I believe 100%, no matter what you've done, if you paid your debt to society, you should be given back your constitutional rights. Unfortunately, in this country, we have judges that are not judges, but activists. They don't read the Constitution as it is written. And it's because of these kind of laws that Conan's now facing prison time, which, by the way, that case is so messed up. It goes, he was at a party, coming home, regular cops stopped him, searched it, found the gun, but he was let go. Oh, that's until the feds got involved, because everybody's been on the Pagans' butts on the East Coast forever. And their peckers got hard as soon as they knew Conan was involved in this. Now, I do have my sneaking suspicions of how it went all down. But I'm not going to elaborate on what I think about stuff. This is the news, remember. So, I believe the Second Amendment is the only right that is tore up. It's cherry-picked. Meaning, okay, you got busted, say, for something stupid. Well, if it's a felony, even though if it ain't violent, you can't own a gun. Now, there are federal, there are state laws. I believe Texas, you can own one. I think that's why Jesse James moved down there. And he can make some freaking weapons, baby. That guy has skill with the freaking iron, with steel. Anything that's metal, this guy can work it. So, he has his own gunsmithing business. But he moved from L.A. to there. I just find it funny, again, how that right is taken away from people. And that's a scary situation, because you have an over-hyper government right now that is trying to put all kinds of mandates on people. I heard masks are probably coming back now. Oh, go figure, right? But when it comes to guns, they're scared of it. If you've been listening to this hearing going on, it's the biggest farce I ever seen. You even seen a case where a bandito who had a legal carry permit get arrested because of his colors and who he was associated with. Law enforcement, unfortunately, 98% of the time, don't really give a crap about your rights. And the legal system truly don't care about your rights. Because if they did, when you pay your debt to society, you should get that right back. Now, people will say, well, should they get their rights back until they pay their fines? Well, if it was court imposed, pay your fines and get your rights back. Ain't that fair in this country? But I believe it goes beyond that. Because they get scared, just like when they passed this 68 law, because politicians were getting popped off. But it doesn't make it right, and it doesn't make it right that you have judges that are advocates on that. There is a gun control case being taken up in the Supreme Court this fall. I believe it's one out of New York, hopefully. I don't understand why these people can't come out and say, yes, this is your right to bear arms. It's that simple. Yes or no. But politics are always in play. And when politics are in play, everything gets screwed up. There should be no politics when it comes to owning a firearm. It's right there in the Constitution. But the same ones that want to go after your right for the Second Amendment, oh, they'll defend that First Amendment real quick when it comes to their speech. So let's go to Conan's thing right here, and you'll see what he's facing right now. NorthJersey.com, Steve Janoski. Now, they sensationalize this one. They start out saying, in another blow to the Pagans Motorcycle Club, the group's national president pleaded guilty this past Wednesday to a gun charge that could lock him up in federal prison for a decade. A decade. He just got done serving 16 years. He paid his debt to society. But because he had a gun, they're going to give him a decade. And if you ask me, maybe it wasn't even his gun, but he ain't out there writing about it. Of whose it might have been. He's 62, Bayshore, New York. That means if he does get a decade, depending if they give him 100, 85, 50, he's going to be old. And they specifically in this article bring up he was prohibited, which we can debate that law real hardcore. He served 16 for conspiracy to commit murder, aggravated assault and aid, and racketeering. He faces up a fine of $250,000. Now, if you say, well, if they served their time and if they paid their fine, they should get their rights back. But at the same time, I believe, personally, this is excessive. He's facing a $250,000 fine. They know at that point that they will have control over him. And that is not how this system of justice is supposed to work. They're setting these extraordinary fines to have that control. And this is why it's important to make sure you get a hold of your representatives to change stuff like this. Now, you're going to have a long battle ahead of you because common folk, general public, they want these kind of laws. It makes them feel safer until it's used against them. Further in depth into this, his arrest was part of a federal legal assault on the outlaw motorcycle gang, which has seen 11 of its members arrested during this past year. And we all know how New Jersey is, everybody. They have been on the pagans forever, even holding a state commissionary hearing on them, where they did nothing but throw this out, that out. And everybody knows it's individuals doing it, but they were allowed to go ahead and use that. And it's just like if you go to a trial with any club, they will put the club on trial and not you on trial. I do not know how a judge actually admits that into evidence. Now, of course, the Department of Justice, they got to get on there and really screw it in. And it came out of a press release. Of course, I'll have the links in the description box for you guys. But this was February 20th. They hosted a party in Lancaster. Was traveling home. Law enforcement pulled over to a vehicle in Mercer. Recovered a loaded P-35 from a front compartment. And a warrant was obtained for his arrest. Problem with that is they let him go, didn't they? If I was reading that story right, they let him go at first. Why didn't they take him into custody at that point in time? Government's underhanded. They do a lot of stuff that the normal citizenry wouldn't understand. They would call people like us conspiracy theorists. Oh, the government can do no wrong. Give me a break. They do it all the time. You have some very corrupt alphabet agencies, that I can tell you. And the length they will go to ensure they arrest somebody just to pad their budget is something else. What do you guys think about this case that's going to be going on? How it was conducted? What do you think about the gun control laws like 34 and 68? We all know those were times that were tumultuous in our country's history, and it was a feel-good solution just like the Patriot Act was. Again, nobody's going to know how it feels until it hits them. That young mother driving through the state of Illinois has a gun permit for the surrounding states, gets stopped. Oh, now she could be faced with a felony. A lot of incidences where this just does not hold water, if you ask me, as far as these gun laws. It's emboldened in the Constitution. I don't know. Anyway, don't forget to click the link to get the app. You to listen to 24/7 commercial free 80s till today. Rock and roll and heavy metal, baby. I'm going over to the radio right now. Sitting down with China Doll, having some fun. The Hollywood and China Doll show is coming up. If you miss it live, you can always get it on HollywoodandChinaDoll.com. I'm out, you guys.